What's up, everybody? It's Shameless Plug Time. So thanks for checking out the podcast, Going Full Nerd. Make sure you like, share, and subscribe everywhere possible. So look for Going Full Nerd on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, goingfullnerd.com, and my Twitter handle, ONYXXX1969. You can also listen to the audio version on its home, anchor.fm, but also on Pandora, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you consume your podcast listening pleasure. Hey guys, let's get on with the show. And what's happening, everybody? It's your boy, Ani. Let me get the mic. We don't need the mic in the frame. This would be rude. This would be really rude if I did a whole video like this, right? I mean, that would be rude. Like, okay, you can't see me, but you can hear me. I know some people would probably rather not, you know, some people would probably rather not see me. I mean, I think I look pretty darn good. But you don't get the anonymous talker on the mic. You get me, this guy. Yes, this guy. What's up? As you can see, I got my El Barto shirt with my Evil Empire New York Yankees hat on, as people say, drinking the signature adult beverage, which may or may not have an effect on the show. Not really. Not very strong, so, you know. I mean, we got to be coherent for these things, right? We've got to be able to talk and speak with authority and convincing. I'm bullshitting. I'm sorry. But what's up? It's Sunday. It's 6 p.m. My wife finally made it back from a trip, so now it's back to the grind. I didn't complete my honey-do list, which, you know, hey, suit me. But, you know, it is what it is. It is what it is. But what are we going to talk about? What's up? What's up? Yeah. It's not endorsed, but it's Coke, all right. Yeah, Coca-Cola. Yeah. It's cola. Whoo. Got to do the old Crown and Coke. But anyway, so what am I here to talk about? What are we going to say today? What's going down? I'm going to tell you what's going down. I'm going to tell you what it is. I'm going to tell you what it is. What it is, is DC comic animation is untouchable. Okay, let's get some history here. So, honestly, you know, I always have something slick to say about DC Comics and Warner Brothers. I really do. And it's not because I'm a hater. I'm a little hate, just a little bit of a hater. Not a lot, just a little. Okay. But I can acknowledge, you know, I can acknowledge what's good. I can acknowledge when storytelling is impeccable. I can say, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say the animation was completely like eye-dropping, but it was clean and great. But I'm talking about Justice League War World. Now, I got to throw some shade, a little bit of shade. So this is to the PR department at Warner Brothers. You used to send me press releases, so that means you either fired the guy or y'all just didn't like the hate I was spewing against your live action series. Now, I'm sorry that you only had a couple of live action series that I really enjoy, and I was all done and did not want to hear any more about the Zack Snyder stuff. I mean, I give props where props is due, but can I get back on the distribution list for the press releases? I don't get it. Marvel sends me their stuff. Fox sends me their stuff. I get stuff from Dark Horse Comics. I get stuff from Image Comics. But the Distinguished Competition doesn't, or DC as they call them, don't want to give your brother nothing. But anyway, let's go back. Let's rewind this back. So we had the first one that we kind of looked at, and we did a review here on the channel. We talked about Legion of Superheroes with Batman, Superman, and has Supergirl. Now, this, I don't know, I really couldn't tell if this was a direct sequel to that, but what I can sit back and say is that it was nice. I mean, confusing at first, real confusing at first. And the reason why I say it was real confusing at first, it started off, I thought it was like, you know, like a Elseworlds anthology. That's what I thought it was because, you know, it's broken down into four distinct stories, three of which lead to the fourth. And it left me at a point where I was like, ooh, now what makes this so unique and so pressing? If everybody remembers the first Justice League stuff, they did all that stuff with Flashpoint and all that, and that was hot. That was, and they had their share of, you know, tragic moments and rough, you know, action sequences and stuff. But this right here was just above and beyond. This was a strictly R-rated. Let me say it again. R-rated. And it was R-rated for violence. I ain't gonna lie. A little sexual innuendo. Is it for kids? I don't really think so. But you could probably get away with some of it if you got an older kid. But this, I wouldn't do a young kid. I don't, you know, maybe it's me. I think I was a lot more mature when I was younger. I think that's it. Because I'm like, yeah, I could have watched this when I was 11, 12, 13, I would have watched this. It wouldn't have affected me. But nowadays, different generation. Don't know. Too much stuff going on. I who knows? So, why? Okay, so three anthology stories plus a wrap-up story. So the first portion of it, you had Wonder Woman in the Old West. It was kind of cool. She was going up against Jonah Hex. Yes, Jonah Hex made a cartoon comic appearance or whatever you want to call it. He was the antagonist, the villain in that little story. And it was real interesting. I was like, okay. But then she fades off and goes through this thing. And then they start off with the next one, which for those of you who are kind of big comic book heads like me, if you remember a comic book called Warlord, I'd never bought it because I really wasn't into the heavy metal sword and fantasy style stuff. Unless I watched heavy metal, because then, you know, as a kid, that's where you watched heavy metal. You feel, ooh, I can see a sneak a boob. But that's how that was as a kid. That went down the wrong pipe, man. Ooh, maybe I'm telling on myself. That little karma coming back up here. Ooh, yeah. But anyway, we get to the second story with Warlord. Warlord comic book I never really got into. You know, I just couldn't deal with the shirtless He-Man style guy with straps across his chest on a alien planet. I mean, they had so many comic books like that in the 70s and 80s. You had Conan, Warlord, John Carter, Warlord of Mars. You had the heavy metal stuff, which was more towards your teens, adults. I mean, it was just too much of that. I was Frank Frazetta art, and, you know, it wasn't what I was into at that point in time. But I do recognize the character. And the thing about it is this one, they brought it into, that this was where they introduced Batman. And Batman was into this in this portion. But here was the key part that now you realize once you start watching this. You've got the DC Comics Trinity. They don't remember who they are. So it's not really an Elseworlds tale. They just didn't know who they were, and they were living out in these fictional spaces. So even Batman was a regular guy, aversion towards guns in this. And then, you know, he went, and this was more like a sword and sorcery style, barbarian stuff. And, you know, make it through his part, he gets to the end, and lo and behold, there's Wonder Woman there again, but not as the character she was in the first thing that we saw, but she was now a warrior, much in the realm of like a Xena warrior princess, or like if you ever watch those Sword and Sorceries, you know, where they got the chick chained and oh, and I'm like, really? They did this? Okay. But, like I said, the violence has amped up. During the Wonder Woman episodes, I mean, people were getting shot. I mean, graphically shot. Shot in the face, shot in the chest, bullets through the head. I'm like, whoa! When you got to the Sword and Sorcery one, heads getting cut off, people getting stabbed with swords. I'm like, whoa, Warner Brothers, what are y'all doing? But the story was on point. It wasn't, the animation style wasn't that, what's the best way for me to put it? It was cartoony, but it wasn't like they were trying to do anime or wasn't trying to go hyper realistic or it wasn't cheap cheesy Superman style. So I kind of get all of that, and then it led to the last story, which involved Superman, aka Clark Kent. So they had him. As it like in 1950s things. It was in black and white, and I'm like, okay. But come to find out, this particular, and this is why I say this is untouchable. Animation, clear, concise, to the point, following a certain style, which was not unappealing to the eye, like Batman Ninja. That's the only one that I could think of that I really didn't like, animation style. The animation style on this was not bad. The story on point. I mean, references to other characters. But we find out in this particular last portion of the show or the movie or whatever you want to call this thing, the video, they were being summoned. And they were being summoned by a captured Martian Manhunter. I was like, wow. And then they start introducing all these things. They introduced Lobo. Lobo was in it. The main man had the voice. They had my man Bender. What's that? What's his name? DiMaggio? The voice is Bender. All right. I'm just saying the voice is Bender from Futurama. So to hear Lobo sounding like, I was waiting for Lobo to say, bite my shiny metal ass. I was just waiting for that to come out. But it didn't. But that's okay. But I looked at it and I'm like, okay, this ends up being pretty good. And then they go and they fight the big bad. The big bad of War World, Mongol. But here's the thing. I'm used to Mongol being this big, thick, Thanos-like, hulking, I'm big as Darkseid, I'm big as Thanos, I'm a slightly pudgy, heavy dude, you know, with chesticle muscles and stuff like that. They slimmed him up like he went through Jenny Craig or something, and, you know, maybe he went through a keto diet or something, maybe, you know, because his skin was turning yellow, maybe he had to, you know, clean up his life. But, you know, here's the deal. It was a just, he looked different, not a bad different, but it was a not what I'm used to different. And I get it. You change a little things because it's new, but this was a pretty decent story. Now, the story didn't rectify itself in a way that I thought it would. It actually, what's the best way? Left it with a cliffhanger so they can have another movie. Okay, that's how it goes. That's what happens. And it looks like they're going to try to do what they did before, which is build a cinematic and animation track. Now, I cannot remember. I cannot put my finger on the fact. Is this pre-James Gunn taking over or post-James Gunn taking over? Obviously, it's released post-James Gunn, but I don't know if this was created before James Gunn took the helm and said, I want this, 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 this. I thought his first animation was supposed to be Creature Commandos, which it still may be part of his, you know, overarching plan for the DC universe, you know, in media, film and media. But what I will say is that this was a good, good story. This had decent animation, good story, just the right amount of action, just the right amount of things you had to put together in your head. But we still suffer from the fact that we all know Wonder Woman, Superman, and Batman, the DC Comics Trinity, and really, you know, how many more stories are we going to tell with these guys? I mean, I'm enjoying it. It's untouchable. Now, what do I give it? What do I give it? Now, I'm not going to sit here and say it deserves a 5 out of 5. It does not deserve a 5 out of 5. The story starts off slow. When I say the story starts off slow, it starts off to a point where I had no clue, no idea, and that could be a good or a bad thing, but it almost had me turn it off and be like, yeah, I don't want to watch this. It's dragging on. I'm not really feeling this. You know, I guess I'm starting to suffer from what everybody does with a lot of these animated and live action superhero flicks. I'd be like, get to the goddamn point. That's just how I feel. But I'm glad I sat around and I waited. It was decent. It was very, very good. And it has earned a solid 4 out of 5. Yes, it's not perfect because there are some little things that kind of got on my nerve, you know, but the fact that, you know, the things that got on my nerve were not major enough to really dock it to say, oh, don't watch it. It is a must watch. It is something that I feel that is worth you taking a look at and peeping out. That's the deal. And that is what I got for you when I talk about Justice League War World, now out on digital, home, on demand, or whatever video. Just go ahead and check it out. I watched it through my patented alternative means. Can't tell you what that is. Just know I saw it. But where does that leave us? Movie theaters, they're open. I've been kind of slacking. Weekends have been very, very busy for me. So I haven't been able to pop out to a movie theater and do certain things. I got to make my way to a movie theater. I mean, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles dropped this week, and I really got to check that out. You know, my wife still wants to see Barbie, but I'm trying to hold out to let that be a home release because I don't want somebody seeing me going to a theater to see Barbie. I have to take off my regular glasses, put on the shades, and be like, 2 for Barbie, please. You know, I have to do something like that. And Oppenheimer, that's not my style. I mean, you know, I don't want to see, you know, I don't want to see a war movie. It's not even a war movie. I don't even want to see it. It just doesn't interest me. You know, I read a book. Okay. I know what happened. I wasn't there. Contrary to the gray hair, I wasn't there. But I kind of learned a little bit in history, as bad as history classes are nowadays, and how bad they were in the past. You know, it is what it is. But anyway, what else can I talk about to fill up these last few moments? But what happens is this, guys. I am going to do something real, real cool. I am going to let you guys know that I will be making a call-in number. I have a call-in number. I'm going to be posting it on Twitter, inside on the YouTube community page, the X app. I'll go ahead and put that out there. I'll even make a small little video and I'll flash the number across the screen. I'm not doing it right now. Not flashing across the screen because I don't want it ringing while I'm in the show. So what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be fielding any question that is left on that number in a video. So if you call the number, leave a message, I will address and put it on my podcast. I will put it on there. Much like, and I'm going to tell you the truth, I'm stealing it. I've seen Stephen A. Smith do it, so I'm going to do it too. Hey, it works for him, it could work for me. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that's all I got for you this week. Check out Justice League War World. Looks pretty good to me. Not use your judgment when it comes for kids. And then I'll go ahead and say, if you can't say something nice, don't say it at all. Leave a message for me. I'll say it for you. Whew, back to the grind tomorrow. At least I don't have to go to a conference and do a lot of driving like I did last week. But anyway, peace, y'all. And I'm out of here. Let me hit that funky outro music and see you later. Well, that's how it goes, folks. This is it. This is the end. It's over. Done. If you look over here, there's some videos. And this is basically if you're watching this and it's the replay, there's some videos on this side. There's a subscribe up here. If you're watching it live, there's probably a little subscribe thing right here. If you haven't already subscribed, please do so. Please do so. Thanks for my man Dano and my man Thomas. Appreciate y'all popping in. And I'm done. Finish my adult beverage. I know people think that I'm drinking regular. Sometimes you need a little something stronger. Thank you for the applause. I appreciate you. Whoo, this is it. This is it. I'm out. Later. I think my screen's all whacked. I gotta redo all this stuff. Y'all see, when you hang around so late, this is what you get. You get me fussing at everything.